be a blessing to sing like that. That's beautiful. But you say, well, I can't sing like that. I can't either, but I can make a joyful noise. Unto the Lord, can't we? Praise God. Right. Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn me to the book of Acts. Book of Action. Praise the Lord. Book of Action. I'd like to just share on a simple thought this morning. The power of the early church. Power that the early church had. Jesus said, all powers give me both in heaven and in earth. I think we'll pray before we read the scripture. Father, we're grateful for the opportunity you've given us just to open your word. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus this morning, as we think about this wonderful, marvelous power that you left us, that our Father has seemingly slipped away from us, from what it was when it first fell on the early church. But Lord, you the same. The church, our Father, is still yours. You're still the head. And we're just the body. But God, we need a marvelous, miraculous move and empowering of your Spirit, empowering this hour. We ask these things now. Open the scriptures to us. Speak to us and through us this morning for a few moments. And our Father, stir our hearts that we may be able to see that we desperately so need in an hour like we're living in. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your power. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You're reading in the book of Acts. In about the first chapter, he said, what did he told them? He said, you're going to give them some power. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto you both in Jerusalem and to all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Now notice what he said. Look at verse number 14. These all continued in prayer. It says they continued with one accord in prayer and supplications with the women and with the mother of Jesus and with the brethren. Notice verse number 24. Now they prayed and said, Lord, thou knowest. It said, the hearts of all men. It said, show us whether of these two that you have chosen, that it may take part in this ministry and apostleship which Judas, who had transgressed and failed, that he might go to his own place. And when they gave forth lots, they cast on Matthias, who was numbered with the 11 apostles. But notice what he said in the last chapter, the last verses in this chapter number 2. He said something in verse 41. And they that were glad to receive the word were baptized, and the same day were there added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostle doctrine, in fellowship, and breaking of bread in prayers, you hear that? And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and all things were common. Some of them said, sold their possessions and goods, pardoned to all men, every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat with meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You see who's doing the adding? You see how often he was doing it? Daily. As such as should be saved. He's the only one who can save. He's the only one who can add to the church. His power is the only one that can bring people. That's what he said. He gives power unto them to become the sons of God. We can get church members. We can baptize them. We can baptize people. We can get church members. We can get added to the number. But there's only one person that can put them into the body of Christ. There's only one person that can get us into the family of God. There's only one person that can add to the church. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's adding to his own body and his own church. And it takes the power of God to do it. Without the power of God, listen, it takes power of God to bring forth a birth and be born into the family of God. That's why we don't see much going on this hour. We don't see hardly anything of the power of God. It's sad. It breaks my heart sometimes when I think about it. When I get down and study about it and look and see what day and hour we live in. But listen, I know one thing. I know we live in the latter days. I know we're living in the falling away period. But I do know one thing. God's still the same. Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and how long? Forever. He don't change. He's a changeless one. He's the same today as he'll be tomorrow. He's the same tomorrow and today as he was yesterday. He'll not change one bit. He don't change with the times. He don't change with no time. He's still the same. I'm telling you, we must have the power of God. Now, what all can the power of God do? I'm telling you, the power of God can save people. Thank God. What else can the power of God do? The power of God can heal people. I'm telling you, it can. Yes, as sure as I'm preaching to you this morning, he had lost any of his power. He said he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Now I want to say, thank God. I'm glad. Number one, that listen, not only we first, we heal from our sickness, and we heal us from our diseases. But thank God, before that, he heals us of our sins. I'm glad he does. But he don't stop there. If you got another need, he still can do that too. He's still able to do above and abundantly more than I can even ask or think. You citizen, if you think you can put something before God, listen, he's not powerful enough to do. Listen, if it's his will and it's his purpose and it's his plan and it's his word, I'm telling you, there's nothing that he can't do. Thank God. He's listen, strong in the power of his might. God is. Thank God he is. We're not serving a little weakling. We're not serving one. No. He's not dead either. He's alive. He's a great physician. He's God manifested in the flesh. But listen, if you go all over in the book of Acts, listen, you'll find in the 3rd chapter, I'm not going to read all of it, but you'll find in the 3rd chapter, listen, there was a man born crippled. He'd been crippled, listen, I don't know how long, but listen, born that way. Listen, wasn't he born that way? Listen, he was. Thank God. But you know what? He met the Savior one day. You know what Jesus did for him? Listen, I'm telling you that old Peter and him was preaching the gospel. Listen, there he was sitting out there, and he was sitting out there expecting to receive something. Old Peter and John said, hey, I'll tell you something. He said, I ain't got no silver, don't have no gold. But I tell you what he did. He said, such as I have, give unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. I'm telling this generation, listen, don't need silver and gold. They may think they do. We may think we do. But we need something more valuable than that. We need Jesus Christ, a Son of the living God, to visit us again. And Peter and him down, and they was poor, ignorant, and unlearned. He said, we got to just get all above all that. I'm afraid we have. He said, that's not very nice. Give me the power of God. That's what I want to see. If I have to be poor and ignorant and unlearned, God let it be. If I have to be like Peter and them the other apostles and disciples, let her be. But God, give us what they had. Give it to us. He's got it. Well, I've had a lot of people try to convince me this all over. Well, I think most of us must believe that. But I'm telling you, it's not over until it's over. Hallelujah. And you know what? You know why we aren't seeing no miracles? You read in the book of Acts, many miracles and wonders and signs were done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. You know why they were happening? They believed they would. They did. Faith. 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 Jesus. What he can do. What he has done, what he can do, and what he will do again. That's my Lord. I'm going to tell you something. One time Jesus was walking along and he told somebody, he said, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." One of them, he said to him, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And you know what? Which one's easiest for him to say? "Thy sins be forgiven thee? Arise, take up thy bed and walk." You'll never have your sins forgiven until you believe that he can forgive you your sins and you confess them and trust him to do it. Right? You know, when we're going to see him move in his mighty power with his healing power, when we trust him and we really believe it. Really believe it. As some of us wouldn't be here this morning if it wasn't for the power of God. And I'm not the only one. Many of you. God's raised you up too. A doctor looks at you now and he said, you a miracle? I said, it's him. Lord. It's him. It's his miracle. And you know what? God's been burdening my heart with the lack of his power in our midst. It's not only just here. It's all across this nation. We're lacking in the power of God. He said you receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Jesus left us in bodily, no resurrection body, going back to the Father. But he said, I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to send the Comforter back. Hallelujah. Who's the Comforter? Holy Ghost. And he said, he reproved the world of sin and of righteousness and the judgment to come. He's the only one to convince people and convict people and convince people this world will end one day as we know it as it is. And judgments are coming. And Jesus is the Son of God. He's the one that tells and convicts and tells people that's what it is. He said he'll do it. He's been amongst us. He came back, thank God, on the day of Pentecost. And he's been this here ever since. I'm glad he is. He's wonderful. And you know what? When I got born again, he came inside. But there was a time out of that. He marvelously filled me. And you know what? Thank God. That wonderful time. You know what? He comes back. You say, well, does he have to come back? Yeah, he comes back all along. Had to get refilled and refueled. I tell you what you do. Don't put no more gas in your diesel or whatever you're driving. You just keep driving it. And I can tell you where you'll be one day. You'll be somewhere and can't go no further on that vehicle. You'll be out. And you'll stop on her. It'll quit. You know what we need? We need a refilling of the Spirit of the living God, of His power, of His greatness, of His glory, and of His grace. We need to get back to the tank and fill up and go on with God and run for Him and go on for Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone said, why do I want to go to the house of God all the time? I love it. We had prayer meeting last night and went by three of us here, but I'm going to tell you something. I said it went by three, there was nothing. The Holy Ghost was here. Spirit of God. So I want to encourage you, you men. Lord willing, next week we're going to pray at 5 o'clock. We'll get in yonder because they're probably getting ready to sing. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying. Now, I want to encourage you to keep praying. If you can't make it here, pray at the house. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep seeking God. We desperately need Him in this hour. We need the power of God. You and I can't do nothing without Him. Church can't do nothing without Him. You got an automobile? Do that. Try it if you don't believe me. I've run out a couple of times, two, three times. I don't like running out on diesels. They're not as easy to crank. There's a gas burner once you get it. Even fuel back in them. Some of them not. Particularly them old ones. But you know what? God don't want you to run out. You know why? He's got an abundant supply. And it's available. Hallelujah. My daddy had a saying, said keep plenty of water and oil in one. And you got to keep that oil in there too. Won't go far. He said, gas take to herself. It will. If you're out of oil, unless you got some of these new ones, it's got them sensors on them to shut her off, or some of them, whatever it is, you're going to be in trouble pretty quick. You know what? Sometimes we try to run without the fuel, the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we try to run without that oil of the Holy Ghost. And listen, it gets dry. I'm telling you, it'll do some wearing. And you know what will happen? You're talking about wearing you out. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost oil, it'll wear you out. Because it's metal against metal. And it's hard to try to do the things of God without that Spirit of God on you and in you for His glory. I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll get up and say, oh, I've got to go to church again. I got to go do this. Oh, I better get my Bible. I got to read it again. Got to. My Lord, my soul. Get to. It's wonderful. The Word of God. Power. You said, where's some of that power come from? Naturally, it comes from the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God. But listen to this. Where does the boy come from? We drank of that fountain, this living water, don't we? That wonderful Spirit of God. Where does the boy come from? From the Word of God. The Bible said in Hebrews 12, the Word of God's quick, powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword. It's what? Powerful. It'll keep you running. It'll keep you going. It'll keep you praising God. Thank God for His Word. Did you know? Whatever you the fullest on, it's what's going to come out of you and run out of you and me too. That's why the Word of God's powerful. We got to get it in our soul and in our heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. If you watch the TV more than you read the word of God, I'll tell you something. Listen, you're going to have problems. But if you hide the word of God in your heart, listen, let it be a continuous diet. Daily, morning, evening, and noon. Whenever you can get in the book. Listen, and whenever you can pray and talk to the Lord, do it. That's where our power comes from. Power. You know what? I'll never forget when Rachel was having a heart problem. Before she ever got a heart transplant, doctors told her, said, get a lot of protein. That protein will strengthen that muscle. If you can just get a lot of protein in there, eating, it'll strengthen that, the physical body. You know what? You quit eating. Just quit eating. Just don't eat nothing for a while. And see how strong you're going to be. I'm talking about physically. You won't be. You get weaker. Weaker and weaker. And we as a church have got weaker and weaker and weaker. Why? We're not having a steady diet of the Word of God. He said, preacher, you going to get on to us? I'm going to get on to all of us. See this? Word of God. When I first, the Lord called me to preach, of course, I work pretty good a bit now, somewhere doing something, going, coming, a lot of physical work too. But I was working 6 days a week, probably anywhere from at least 12 hours a day on average. Well, you know what? Not just ticker on Saturday and every other day too. I kept a Bible right in the seat. Next to me. I'm just sharing something now where some of your power can come from. And I just read. You can't read much going down the road. Don't even try it. But I could get on, maybe read one verse. And I'd meditate on it. Try to memorize. And you know what I wish? I wish I'd memorize a lot of them when I could remember some things. I'm telling you, the older you get, it's harder to memorize things. Anybody agree with that? If you got one of them old phones I got, look on it sometime, just say 100% full memory, 100% full. That means you got to erase something somewhere. And sometimes, at a way on down the road, we're trying to memorize something. We got his brain up in already about full. You say, how you know that, preacher? Because I can remember something 50 years ago and then trying to remember something somebody told me a little bit ago. You ever done that? Yeah, I figured it out. This brain only can take so much. But you know what? The Word of God, hiding it in our hearts. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not, you know the rest of it, sin. Against who? Against God. Power. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of His Word. And folks, it's not only that, it's power in prayer too. You hear me? Power in prayer. They prayed. The place was shaken. Or they were assembled together. Prayer makes a difference. Prayer changes things. You said, does it? Exactly. Amen. Fact of the matter, they had prayer meetings. You know what they did? They'd have prayer, go out and preach, they'd get persecuted, and head back to the prayer closet. I'll tell you what persecution will do. You can mark her down, and she's coming. When persecution comes, it'll send us to our prayer closets. We got, sometimes we say, well, we got to pray for it. We got everything in the world on the tip of our fingers. We bless, thank God for it. We bless with this and bless with that. Why we got anything to pray about? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. God will give us something to pray about if we don't watch it. But folks, we need to go ahead of time and pray. So there's power in prayer. You know, there's this other chapter. I won't take time to read this morning. There's another chapter over here in the book of Acts. Oh, Ananias and Sapphira. You say, preacher, what about them? Well, most of you know about them. They lied to the Holy Ghost. In fact, Peter said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. And turned around and said, you lied to God, which is, he did. He did lie to the Holy Ghost, which is God. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Ghost. But he said, you lied to him. He said, preacher, how did I lie? I want to tell you something. There's power. This early church had so much power. It wasn't only power. They had power. The power that God had given to heal the sick. They had power to raise the dead. They had power that had come from the Lord Jesus Christ. But there was another power. There was another power. What was that other power, preacher? I'm telling you, it was a power you probably don't even think about. It was a power. Ananias and Sapphira come in. They had property. They had land, some lands and properties. They said houses, but they had more than one. They sold some of it. They were bringing in to distribute, help people among the church and the body. But he come in. It was his. He could have sold it, did what it was his, did what he wanted to with it. Listen, it wasn't that. It wasn't because he didn't give all of it. They could give what they wanted to, but what they did, they told people from what that indicates in the Word of God. They said they sold it for one thing. Listen, but they sold it for more. They told a lie about it. Lied to God. You say, what happened to him, preacher? The husband came in first. There was power in that early church. Not only to raise the dead, not only to heal the sick, not only to cast out devils, not only to heal diseases, there was power to kill. You say, well, who killed him? God. He said, I don't like it. Take it up with the word. I didn't write it. God killed him. He fell dead. Young men took him out. Buried him. Boy, if that happened, you're talking about an investigation. It'd be one, I imagine, wouldn't it? But it happened. Took him out and buried him. Here come his wife in. Did y'all sell that property for such and such? Mm-hmm. They'd already agreed together. They'd already planned and plotted it. And guess what happened to her? You know what Peter said to her? The young men. Listen, buried your husband. I'm paraphrasing it. Said, they're coming. To get you. Failed dead in a doornail. I want to tell you something about that. There was nothing, listen, naturally about those two deaths that you can pinpoint it, that they died of anything just naturally. It was supernatural power of God that was confirming what he could do and would do. And you know why I believe it was? The church then was so pure and so powerful that God in his grace and mercy weren't going to let anything separate it, weren't going to let anything destroy it. It was so powerful and so wonderful that God in his sovereign grace had power in the early church. Listen, to put death on somebody, move them out of the way. Listen, lest they hinder the work of God. When you see 3,000 souls and 5,000 saved in a day, Oh, that's wonderful. That's what happened. His power and other church even bring death. It was God. That's why Peter said. He told that man, said, you ain't lied to men. He said, ain't men you lied to. It's God. Listen, you know what someone has said? You can deceive some people all the time. You can be maybe all the people some of the time, or some people part of the time. I can't get it all straight. But you can't deceive God no time and any time. Hey, you said, I don't know about God. I'm telling you, that's the God we're serving. It's very important that you and I walk with God. You know what I was thinking about, Brother Donnie? We was thinking about what he said, they lied to God. I was thinking about some of the songs we sing. All to thee we surrender. Are we doing it? That's something to think about, isn't it? Are we doing what we're saying we're doing when we're saying? Are we doing what we say we're doing when we tell the Lord? All forsaking all for you. Are we tell him he's the Lord of our life? Is he really Lord? When we tell him how much we love him, do we really love him? When we tell him we'll do anything he wants us to do we mean it? Serious to think about it. God, listen. See, he knows. I can say one thing in my mouth, but he knows if I mean it in my heart. Don't you agree with that? He knows the thoughts and intents of all of our hearts. Praise God. We got a wonderful Savior. You love him? I believe you do. Amen. Let's surrender. Let's love him. Let's praise him. And let's long to see his power. Thank God for the power. Because folks, we need that power for the hour. We're living in an hour where we need that power more than ever before. Hallelujah. You know what I believe? Now, I've had people try to get me not to believe this. But I really believe with the things we're not seeing, it's not God's fault. Not at all. I believe that. But it's our fault. But I've had people to try to tell me the only thing God can do is save people in this hour. Folks, don't believe it. He can do what he wants to do. And his power hadn't listen. It went away. It's still available for you, for me. It's still available for our church. He still got the power for the hour. Hallelujah. If we're willing to pay that price, seek his face, search the throne room of heaven. Hallelujah. I know we're not going to live forever in this world. You know that, and I know that. But I tell you, until the time he gets ready to take us home, we can trust him. We trust him with our soul. We trust him with our body. We trust him, Father. Listen, for our healing, for our health, and for our strength, for the glory of God. I think I got a 6-month checkup tomorrow going back to the doctor, my heart doctor. He's the one told me, said, you need just a miracle. Says, a miracle you got a foot. It's a miracle you get up and go and do it, and even do what you can do. I can't run like I used to. I tried to run a little other day. I couldn't get hardly more than a little trot. But you know what?
I don't know how to run that fast to run for Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe we can't run fast enough to run from him. Huh? Old Jonah, when God got him on the right track, how he got out of that old belly of that whale? Hey, God may have put us in some whale bellies, not actually, but spiritually speaking, to get us to run for him. Didn't he run about a 3 days journey in a day? I think he got there. He struck a trot. Boy, when he hit that ground, I believe, he obeyed God. He obeyed the Lord. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. God's still got the power. Do what he wants to with you, do what he wants to with me. He's still got the power to do what he wants to right here at this church. And I'm believing he's going to do it. Hallelujah. And I'm trusting God. I'm believing him. I want you to believe him with me. That we want to see. All through the book of Acts you find miracles. Miracles and wonders. And signs done by the hands of apostles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, you see what? I don't know if it's, that's the same kind of handkerchief or not. But I want to tell you something. They took him away from old Paul's body. Some kind of handkerchief took it from his body. Whew. Laying on sick. And they were being healed. I'm going to tell you something. I had an uncle, one of my daddy's brothers. He got away from God. He went way out there in the summers. He wanted to leave him for God. They wrote a letter, laid their hands on it. May have known it, I don't remember. Brother Raymond, he sent him that letter. And he told them later, he said, I couldn't, every time I tried to read that letter, I'd break down and go to crying. And you know what he wound up doing? Crying out to God. God called him, and he was a Methodist, called him into the ministry after he got things settled with him. And he was a Methodist preacher. Preached in New York for a long time, come to Tallahassee. Started a church over there. You think God can't turn somebody around? He did him. What about the Apostle Paul? That's what he did. What about old Peter? He didn't even have to have a handkerchief. They just lay him out on them couches and tell him he'd walk by them in the shadow. You say, well, how did his shadow do that? It was the glory of God shining on him. Just going right on to that and healing that person. He had the Shekinah glory on him. And people, listen, they were being healed. Just from the shadow of Peter. I hope God give us wet our appetite a little bit. Then we just start believing God. And trusting him. Because he's still the great physician. He's still the great I am. He's God. Hallelujah. That was part of the early church. Now you said, yeah, but the Lord told Peter he'd build a... Sure. Well, he did say it on this rock, that confession. Peter said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And that church is built on that rock, that firm foundation, that Jesus Christ is the rock. Peter's not the Pope. Peter's not the head of the church, no. But he was in part of it. He was part of the church. And you know what? God miraculously used him. Hallelujah. You want God to use us? Let's start trusting him. Let's start believing him. I heard people say, oh, we don't need no miracles today. We ever need any, we need some. We need them. Miracle of grace divine. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? Isn't God good? He's real good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He rolled the wheel down here. Look here. That rolled right down this aisle. Y'all trying to get some attention in it. That's good. I don't know whose it is, but that's fine. It's right there. Nothing. Ain't bothering nothing. Hey, what we need, you know what? That's a sign to me. We need the Holy Ghost rolling in on us. Amen. We need the power of God. Power of God. Hallelujah. Power of God. Hey, I don't know about you, but I miss it. It's when he's not present. Amen. I want to try to close with this. Holy Ghost, just remind me another verse. Oh. They were doctors. They were lawyers. All present. In a certain situation. Is it in one of the Gospels? You say, I can't tell you what verse it is. Some of you may can right now. I can't tell you the verse. But say they were doctors and lawyers, and all these were present. Scribes and Pharisees. But it was a need there. But you know what it said? But the power of the Lord was present. That's the only thing to get the job done. And it got the job done. Hey, we can have what all we want to have. We can try to muster up all we want to muster up. But it's going to take the power of God to listen. Number one, to save. Number two, it's going to take the power of God to heal. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to take the power of God for us to be more than conquerors through him that loved us. But the power of the Lord was present to heal. And you know what's lacking today? We're lacking in the power of God. So hey, listen. Let's don't worry about that power on that lasting. Some people say, well, I don't want the power of God around. He's going to go to killing somebody. Well, I'm going to tell you something. We better not worry about that part of it. What we better worry about, lacking the power of God, when we see everybody just dying, lost without God. We need the power of God. Would you pray? Would you help me pray? The power of God fall on me. And amen. I'll help him pray that he'll fall on you. And we can pray together for the glory of God. It's all for his glory and for his honor. But I pray this morning, if you ain't got anything outside this service than this, just remember, we don't want to see any results. Listen, as a church, without the power of God. You know why people's turning these gimmicks? Lacking the power of God. You know why they turned these gimmicks where they turned the lights off and got all these lights flashing and got all this Hollywood stuff going? You know why? Lack of the power of God. You said, you don't understand about that. Well, it ain't no power of God in it. Well, we need to get back to old time power. I don't remember seeing none of that even when I was young. I'll tell you what I did see. I saw some people saved. I saw some people healed. But I'm telling you what I want to see again. Power of God. Amen. And when he comes, I don't want to be in the way. I want to be yielded to him. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Well, you said you're old. Yeah, I'm getting pretty old. I'm going to tell you something. I can remember when we had a wood heater up here on the church I was raised in. We helped tote wood to it. Macari would be the proper word to say, wouldn't he? Say, don't say the other word, but you know what? There was some power of God around there. Amen. Thank God for the good central heat and central air. It's wonderful. It's hard to get me to build a fire anymore at the house. It's so easy going in the fridge to dial, ain't it? And you know what? We got everything so good. We won't pay that extra price for the power of God. God says, you okay? You don't want me? You don't want the power of God? I'll just hold back. But when he sees we really want it, he'll show up. Now, if you believe that, say amen. 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 Let's believe it. Let's trust him. Let's trust the Lord with it. God bless you. We're going to stand and sing a hymn. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and the preaching of his word.